South Africa has had a hunger problem for a very long time, and COVID-19 has made that hunger problem worse. I mentioned earlier that FNB put out a media release saying that middle-class salary earners have basically got back to where they were in February. So people who earn between 10,000 rand a month and 60,000 rand a month as a gross income, they are now where they were in February. There have been some losses, but they have got back to where they were. That is not true of people who work for themselves, and it's even more not true for people who, at best, could only hope for some piecework. That, and the position of hunger in those communities, in that class of South African, has grown significantly. There are short-term interventions that are needed, and then there is, I think, a long-term reassessment of the structure and the systemic nature of food manufacturing, food distribution, food pricing in South Africa, which is necessary. Courtney Morgan is with the South Africa Food Sovereignty Campaign. Courtney, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you doing?
I am lucky enough to be able to answer. I'm doing very well. How are you?
That's good, good. I'm well as well. Thank you.
Just as a sort of background, what is food sovereignty?
Sure. So food sovereignty is, as you mentioned, hunger is a systemic issue, right? So it's the result of this corporate-owned system that prioritizes profit over people. So it means, you know, throwing away excess food. So food sovereignty is then the systemic answer to that. It's an alternative that we talk about that calls for people to be able to create and to own their own food systems. So talking about creating a space for local, small-scale growing, local production, local distribution, and really not having to rely on this corporate market and not having to rely on monetary access in order to access food, but rather on community and solidarity and that kind of thing.
There are a couple of examples of that around the country, a couple in Khayelitsha that are working quite well, but they are few and very far between.
Yeah, exactly. And part of that is because there's not enough support for them by the government and by donors and that kind of thing.
What needs to happen? I mean, I'm trying to think in practical terms rather than in theoretical terms. Where do you find the space? Where do you get the soil? Where do you get the seeds? Where do you get the water? All of those questions. I worry that there's so much to be done that we're going to stare this huge task in the face and not really take it on. It's not going to be that you eat an elephant one bite at a time approach.
Yeah. So that's a very common question we get, but the reality is, and the way that food sovereignty is thought of, it is very much on the ground. It's a concept that comes from small-scale farmers themselves. So these things are possible. So we talk about small-scale farms, and when I say small-scale, I mean 1 hectare or less, right? We're talking about community gardens, backyard gardens that can all feed families and then a little bit more for the community. In terms of resources and soil and that kind of thing, that the way that food sovereignty sees farming is not this mass commercial method, but rather a method of agroecology, which talks about closing the loop, so using everything on the farm in the farm. So it doesn't use as much water as the big commercial farms use. It uses waste from the actual farm to be used, you know, as compost and that kind of thing. So it really is not as expensive as people think. So one issue is, of course, land, and that's why we always speak about these things. We have to speak about them, with land justice and then the water issue as well. In terms of soil, especially down in Cape Town, there are brilliant examples of even that Cape Town soil that's almost beach there to grow. Area is one such example. They are doing amazing work right now, but very little resources. It is relying on community and solidarity and working together rather than, you know, having to import.
Oh dear, Courtney, the Your line is, it happens so often, unfortunately, a line starts out okay or doesn't start out okay and then gets worse. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, your line is breaking up very badly. Sometimes it helps if you just move half a meter to your left or right if you can.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
No, unfortunately not. I'm going to ask a question and just hope that we're able to hear your answer.
Sure.
I mean, one of the things that happened with community action networks in and around Cape Town is that we saw what incredible creativity there is in these communities and how people took on board and were supported by communities, not only the communities in which they live, but the twinned communities with which they engaged, and backyard gardens, food gardens started, and by all accounts, many of them have done remarkably well. What is government policy on this? Is there any sense in government that they understand and sympathize with the food sovereignty approach and are prepared to back it in a meaningful way?
I hope you hear me. So the engagement with the Solidarity Fund has been very, very limited. So as you say, the CANs have done an amazing job, and even long-term, some initiatives that have really been doing food sovereignty work for a while. And government policy on this is very, very short-term and very short-sighted. They look at it kind of on a project-to-project basis. They have tried, some training that they've given people in organic farming, but it's never enough investment, and it's never looked at as the systemic alternative. It's very small scale, and it depends on implementation, given what province you're in. So yeah, the support has been quite short-sighted, and even during COVID-19, when we did approach the Solidarity Fund, we did approach some government officials and said, look, this is now the time to implement long-term alternatives. We just weren't listened to, and there was no interest in really taking that up.
Courtney Morgan, thanks for speaking to us, and thank goodness we got most of that final answer. Courtney is with the South Africa Food Sovereignty Campaign.